That's why I'm saying I really trust the members, especially the one who have proposed the adoption of.
Thank you very good.
Yes, Chair. I just want us in the recommendations, there are only two things that we really need to make clear. 10.1.2 and
10.1.3.
On what? On just recommendations on the
okay.
10.1.2. The Northern Cape Department of Cooperative Governance, Human Settlement and Traditional Affairs should assist municipalities in the province to improve their employment profiles to distract disabled people. What are we saying there? That thing is not 100% clear.
Okay. Remember when we met with the department on the committee on the when they presented us their performance report of the province. They said in that report during the review, the period under review, which is 2007-08 financial year, in terms of the employment of people of the disabled people, only there was 1%. I think that recommendation comes from that regard to say there should be improvement in terms of the employment of the people who are disabled.
No, Chair, don't argue. All I'm saying, we must say in the recommendation, we know what they can, what they have said to us. It's 1%. We cannot just say they must improve. They can go to 1.5%. That's not improvement, Chair. I'm saying as a committee, the recommendation must be very, very clear. What we really want to see in local government. Chair, concerning that, it's going to take a long time right now.
No, if we can involve ourselves in quotas, then we're in big trouble. With all respect to Mr.
Clinton. No, Chair, that's exactly what I wanted to say. I think the drafting and the wording is perfectly correct as it stands here. It says that assist municipalities in the province to improve their employment profiles. I think let's leave it like that.
No, no, Chair, I just wanted to qualify this thing. You see, the reason why the Minister of Sports is doing away with quotas, as my colleague has indicated, it's precisely because of the reasoning that we have now. And that's what the point I wanted to
find. We've adopted this. Can you go to a program? Where is the program? Do every member have a problem? Have you looked into it? Do you have suggestions to make?
My proposal will be that we adopt the program.
Yeah, I will go along with that because I have not seen one program that we've adopted that has stated in
the what?
I say we have not adopted one single program that stays adopted.
Yeah.
It reminded everything.
I don't know what I say program in COVID, but don't know
I would say we adopted subject to changes.
Yes. Chairperson, just one thing. This thing is not yet approved by the House Chairperson of Oversight.
What?
This program. It's not yet approved.
Planning.
No, please keep me hearing.
No,
you must also bear in mind, I'm not only in one cluster. I'm in 5-6 clusters. And I've seen some of the other programs that has been approved already, which I'm a member of this committee already. Well, the reason why I'm asking, because this committee is crucial to the Finance Committee of Oversight in the Municipality. The Finance Committee has got a program that has been approved by the Oversight House Chairperson. For like the date on the 18th of January, the Finance and the Provision Committee won't be here. And I'm a member of the committee, we are an oversight on municipalities. And I've asked the Chairperson of Finance and Appropriation, did you take the Chairperson of COCTA, did you consult with him when you make up that program? Because they wanted this committee to accompany the Finance Committee. And it would be a good thing if we can both go. Then we don't need to go again to the same municipality.
So that's why I'm asking. To adopting this thing, it's fine. But bear in mind, there are oversights of the 18th of January already, even the 24th of January. I had a financial problem for the committee. It's been approved by the House Shepherds of Oversight. That's a problem.
Chair, let us just check, because I remember we indicated to committees, remember when we were approached by the finance chair, that the committee coordinators must meet together so that we have a program that does not clash. You know, we can then move together. Mm-hmm. And even this morning, the finance chair approached to chair regarding some of the issues that have been raised here. Now, there are three committee secretaries that or coordinators that must meet. It is Select Committee on Defense, Select Committee on COCTA, Select Committee on Finance, and Select Committee on its appropriations. And we're also sitting on members' petitions and members' listing. Now, those are the issues that, because if these committees do not align themselves correctly, we're in trouble.
I don't quite understand our big argument, because on the 31st of January to the 3rd of February, we are on a joint oversight visit with finance and with appropriations to the Eastern Cape, according to this program.
I wanted to
show when the first time, but I didn't tell
you about the other. Just for the sake of speaking. A program is never static. We are adopting this program, and we will see the program as we go on. Let us not make a big thing of this program. Let us adopt it.
Fine. But I wanted to just clarify, Kunda, of what you said. To say we met with the chairperson of finance. We showed each other our secretariat. That's why our secretariat is their secretariat, where everything processed with us. The point of joint visit will be only on that. What is the date?
The first one.
Because we can't take everything jointly. So they agree that is where we are with them. So that our committee also do not fail. So that is what it is. So agreed. Can you not forget to take over your chair?
You must be careful. They're telling what they're doing. I don't care.
When you say what they're doing, you know that the little will be what? Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mukwege. Honorable Member, we are not going to waste time. We'll have a brief presentation from the department with regard to the remuneration of constitutional court judges and judges, as well as remuneration of magistrates. And after the briefing, we will adopt the reports of suspended magistrates and the reports of provisionally suspended magistrates, which are due for tabling tomorrow. And without any waste of time, I'll hand over to the department for the briefing.
Thank
over
you
to.
Very much, Chairperson.
Just a moment, Honorable Bloom.
Chairperson, before the briefing of the magistrates and judges, what is the purpose of engaging us? There's already a decision on this. And I mean, it's really a waste of time for us. Instead, we must only endorse this whole thing. It won't help us debating and asking questions for clarification and all that. You see, if Chairperson, if we can engage in the process that we can influence a decision, then I will agree with it. But for now, it's already a decision. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable Matida, Honourable Bilefeld.
Chair, I wanted to suggest that in future, such matters don't come at the end, because we will refuse to endorse them. We will refuse. In exercise, my view was to say, that's my personal view, was to say, let us not deal with this particular matter so that they can come properly and brief us and deal with all the issues correctly. But for now, and this must be the last time, it must be the last time that this matter has come before us at this particular stage. I would agree that we don't even engage, we just adopt. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Mokhubira.
Chairperson, if we are saying this is the last time, I'm sure I heard this word last time. When are we going to put our foot down and say, this thing must, I agree that now we adopt this thing then, but next time it must be the final next time.
Honourable Mokhubi. Honourable Gunda.
Chair, I would like to support Honourable Mokhubi, honestly. I think, Chair, it is really, really high time that you must stop saying this is the last time. And this thing of members, other committees of members saying that you are doing wrong. We are not doing wrong. Where are the people going to take, where will these people take us seriously? The answer would be, if you read in the Constitution, it's the upper house. So all I'm asking is, when will we be taken seriously? Right? We must agree now again. Next year, they'll bring it again the 70th. What are we going to do? It's unfortunate, Chair, that we don't have time to discuss this thing now. Really. But it's a problem for us.
Honourable Watson and Honourable Bielefeld.
Chairperson, I can understand the frustration. I can understand the frustration of the members. But what do we have in our power to do about it? These salaries are determined in accordance with an act which gives the first bite of the cake to the commission, headed by a judge, and then the president has to endorse, and we just have to agree. So what can we do? Can we actually say, other than here, a judge must get a bit less? I don't think we have those powers. I don't know. I think maybe somebody must spell it out to us.
Honourable Bielefeld.
No, I agree, Mr. Chair, what Mr. Watson said. The fact of the matter is, this whole thing went through a process, and we can only endorse it. And if we say no, then they're going to challenge us. The president is going to challenge us. On which basis are you going to say no? The only reason that I can find that we can say something that we won't endorse is because of the process that we are at the end of the tail. That might be so. But I think that's the thing that we should discuss. And next year, when the process is starting, say this, and we will not be, we are not satisfied to come to the end of the tail. And I think even if it wasn't for our visit to Kwakwa, it would have been done last week already, because the National Assembly adopted it on the 17th as far as the government. Thank you.
Honourable Matida.
No, Chair. The point we are raising here is that, you see, these judges can't determine their own salaries and process. And that's why this process has to, because, you see, it can't be judges who determine their own salary. You see? And I think it's wrong. Because they should be valued somewhere else, and then indicate that in terms of what this is what we think can happen, you see. judges themselves will determine what is good for them. That would be wrong, you see. Because we might be endorsing things that are wrong. But I'm saying for now, Chair, because it must go into that specific record to say that we can't be at the tail end. You see, we must change that process. That's why I don't have the problem of us endorsing this. And it must really be for the last time, because next time I won't vote. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Watson, Honorable Bloom.
Chairperson, I fully endorse the sentiments of frustration. But the fact of the matter is, and maybe our learned friend over there must tell me whether I'm right, the law on the remuneration of public representatives, judges, and magistrates determines that the commission, which was the Montenegro Commission, and now the Sariti Commission, and before him even that other guy's commission, determines recommendations. The president has to make a decision on those recommendations. If I have it correctly, that commission recommended a 7% increase for the president, the members of the cabinet, for all of them, all right down to us little people called members of parliament, as well as for judges and magistrates. The president decided within the rights given to him in that act of the constitution to reduce that to 5%. Our only task is to say yes or no. I don't know what we can do to engage, but maybe we must allow the honorable gentleman who's here, well, I don't know what his name is, to tell us.
Honorable Bloom, Honorable Kunda,
Honorable Chairperson, even if we say yes or no, the president have already approved this thing.
Yes.
The president, I mean, it was public.
He changed it. He didn't approve it. He changed it.
No.
Yes, it was 7%. He changed it to 5%.
Mr. Chairperson,
you're protected.
On the floor.
You're protected.
I'm saying the president, no matter if it's 7% or 5%, the president have already approved that thing. So it doesn't matter to us. Even if we say no, even if we say yes, it's still the same. The president has signed, and they will get that money. Now, my question was, what is the purpose of this briefing? It's a fruitless thing to have this briefing, because we know, everybody knows, the whole country knows, that the president have approved 5%, and full stop. We don't need this briefing.
Honorable Gonda.
Chair, I understand Honorable Watson and Honorable Bloom, but I want you to listen to what Honorable Matela is saying. We don't have a problem with the 5 or 7%. We've got a problem with the act and the procedure. As I'm saying, we can adopt this thing, it's not a problem. The problem here is we must find a way where we write it at the early in the year to find out how can we amend this thing, because the other thing is, Chair, it is what Honorable Matila is saying. How can a judge, how can Honorable Watson, as a member of parliament, decide for himself how much you want to get salary? Now, let's just make an example. That's why I agree with Honorable Matila when he said, how can a judge be the head of the commission even to discuss the salaries of judges? We must look to the act. That's there where the problem lies.
Honorable Mkhosi,
you don't have to.
You are the two last people.
You don't have to go too far. Read there, the second paragraph. Attached is here which is a notice as required in terms of section that, read with section that of the Act, for consideration and approval by National Assembly, not as your. National Assembly. Are we National Assembly? Hey,
Honorable Member, without any waste of time, let us not engage in those details. We can either say yes or no.
Let me complete.
Honorable Member.
My position would be, we have noted
We don't have facts to send it for, so we're broken.
No, no, that, you've not said anything, Honorable Mkhubela. Honorable Matila, Honorable Mkhubela, Honorable Bloom, in that order.
Chair, I want to persuade my colleagues that while this notice says, does not say the NZOP, it says the National Assembly, let's approve it, and then challenge the process. Let's approve it. You see? Because it does not help. We'll be called during holidays to come back here to come and approve this thing, you know, and which will be incorrect. You see? Now, and let us just go through the process. But let us do what Member Gunda has indicated, that there's something wrong with the act and deal with that specific situation. You see? And let us approve it. He will bring his judges next time to indicate to us what is it that must happen. And we need a legal opinion. That's the point I wanted to raise, Chair. Because I don't want to come back during December to come and approve something here.
Commissioner?
I'm covered, Chair.
Hello, Bloom?
No, Chair, we must also be very straight and fair that there's a committee in Parliament dealing with this thing. There is a committee. Dealing with this thing. It is not only the judges that is dealing with. There is recommendations sent by a multi-party committee here in Parliament dealing with this recommendations and whatever. But I am still saying that we can't get this thing. And my leader here is pointing out a very serious issue, National Assembly. Parliament is not one house, National Assembly. It's both houses. And we must strongly object to that thing. But I will say it's not necessary for us to have this briefing because that ad hoc committee or that committee dealing with this. Let us proceed, Chair, in going on. We approve this thing because all our leaders were involved in this process. They were from COPE, from DA, from ID, from ANC. Everybody was involved in this.
Honorable Mohamed, majority rule. Majority rule. Without any waste of time, I'll hand over to you.
Thank you very much, Chair. I hope I can clear out some of the questions. My name is Juan Delonga from the department. Chair, firstly, with regard to the letter, I noticed that one of the two documents got a copy of the letter to the speaker, but that was unnecessary. We only need to consider the two notices itself. There's in fact two letters that was originally sent by the President. One is addressed to the chairperson of the NCOP, the other is to the Speaker of the National Assembly. The reason for that is simply because the two acts involved, one is the Judges' Remuneration Conditions of Employment Act, the other is the Magistrates Act. It requires that the President determine the salary of judges and magistrates after taking into account the recommendations of the Independent Commission for the Remuneration of Public Office Bearers, but with a further qualification. That notice must be submitted to both Houses of Parliament for approval. Then Parliament may either reject the notice or reject the notice in part. So it is really as simple as that. What has happened in this particular instance, Chair, just with regard to the issue of time frames, etc., I note that the Commission published something on the 12th of November. That was in the Gazette when they made their recommendations official. But before that time, even they approached the President, and I see that the letter that the President addressed to the Chairperson and to the Speaker, those letters are dated the 11th of November. So I think members, from my experience at least, today is the 23rd of November. So it's a very short space of time that determines both the salaries of the National Executive and the legislatures, etc. And unfortunately, we do have this requirement if we want to see the judiciary also get an increase to get the approval of both Houses of Parliament. The notices are virtually the same as they were last year. The only difference is they're getting a 5% increase in line with all the other adjustments that that were made. I personally would have thought it was a very simple matter too, but I leave it over to you to make a decision.
I want to propose that we now adopt, because the bottom line, I shouldn't be saying this, but if we don't approve that, none of us will get our increases either, because everything has to be approved before anyone gets any set. That's the bottom line. Am I right? Not.
Honourable Matida.
Second chair.
Honourable members, having considered the briefing, the committee agrees that we adopt the draft notices and schedule of the increase on the magistrate, the constitutional judges, as well as the judges.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Chairperson, Mr. Watson was against this thing because he said it's not necessary for us to get increase. That's what.
Honourable members, can we deal with the adoption of the suspended magistrate, Magistrate M.L. Jassim, as well as Magistrate E. Maharaj? Honourable Matida?
I move, Chair.
Any seconder? Seconded. Can we also deal with the adoption of reports on provisionally suspended magistrates, Magistrate M. Murake, Magistrate F. Rambau, and Magistrate L. Schenya? Any seconder?
Okay, may I just make a short comment?
Yes.
At this stage, it's only the extension of the suspension, not
yes.
the removal from office. So
yes.
Is that for cognizance, taking cognizance of what's going on?
Yes. The report is adopted, and this brings us to the end of of the meeting. Before the meeting adjourns, Honourable Matida.
Chair, I think it is important because, you know, since the beginning of this year, there are too many magistrates that have been suspended. And I think there's a problem somewhere. And I think we need to go and do oversight over these magistrates and judges so that we can see and understand the problem that is there on the ground, you see. So that we, in future, we are able to can deal with some of the problems that affect service delivery at that particular level. Because I'm worried. I mean, at this point, it's taking us to too many of them. Too many. Just last week, we're dealing with 13.
Matilda,
it's a transformation agenda.
Well, we'll ensure that we have a program on our Matilda, that we go and visit those magistrates' courts where suspension has taken place. Honorable Bloom.
No, you see, I think that my leader here raises a thing in a joking manner, but on a serious note, it's a transformation agenda. That it's true, because we must transform the judiciary.
Yeah.
We must transform. You see, these people who is doing this type of thing, there is no oversight, there is no nothing. And Dr. Matila is saying we must visit this magistrate. It's true, because there's no watchdog over these people. That's why they are doing whatever. Or invite some of the regional heads here for them to see that we are serious. We can't allow this type of thing. And I want to support the transformation agenda of the judiciary.
Commissioner?
Chairperson, last time we had the suspension of Rambau from Makado, you know, the way we debated in that room there, it comes just like that from the newspaper the following day. I don't know who is doing that. But it was so embarrassing that You see the way we debated and everything. It just open on the newspaper, this outcast and everything. But what is the problem with us?
Who,
I don't know.
Who is leaking? No, Chair. The media was in that committee meeting. The media was there. There's nothing we can do about it.
Honorable members, this brings us to the end of the meeting. The meeting is adjourned. The meeting is not over until we talk about the LLBs of this week. Can we do that? Can we do that, Mr. No, never.